Hi, this is Mick from Bell and Sebastian, and you're listening to DITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, it's just after 7:30. It is about 7:34 here at CITR 101.9 FM. It's the 28th day of December 2009, and I'm filling in for GAC Free Radio. I'm Val. My usual shift around these parts is the is Folk Oasis on Wednesday nights, which I'll be doing, and I may even take a few ideas from tonight's show because, As Gary said on his website, gac.ca, I'll be providing perhaps a little rootsier soundtrack to your life this evening. Although Gary does a very fine job of that himself, I must say, especially if you tuned into his last show, which was all about the country. Pretty groovy. So, fitting or sticking more or less to Gary's format, I will be playing some tunes, and then of course I will be playing some more tunes featuring a soundtrack, a movie soundtrack, and the one I came up with, and I think, and Gary was actually in agreement with me, thankfully, one of the better soundtracks, if not one of the best movie soundtracks of the last decade, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Certainly one of my favorite Coen Brother movies of the last decade. And really gave that whole roots and Americana music movement a great big old kick in the rear end. And certainly helped T-Bone Burnett get some really interesting producing gigs, like Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, and Alison Krauss. So we'll be featuring that soundtrack, I guess, sometime after 8. That's usually how it works around these parts, doesn't it? So let's get on with some music. What I'm going to start with tonight is couple of tracks from this double CD set that Greenpeace released. Yes, Greenpeace, that Greenpeace Vancouver-based organization. And in fact, you can buy this CD apparently exclusively through Greenpeace at greenpeace.org. And you may have read about it. It got a fair amount of press earlier this fall. In a nutshell, what happened is there was a big concert planned in 1970 protesting nuclear testing up at Amchitka, which is in Alaska. And the main stars of that show were Joni Mitchell, Phil Oakes, and James Taylor. And I guess James Taylor came along with Joni because they were dating at the time. So apparently there's all sorts of fun stories behind that. But a great show and fairly good sound quality. They remastered it and whatnot and released it. So let's listen to a little Joni to start off tonight's show, shall we? Thank you.
it's too big, the frying pan's too frying pans to
And those were a couple of tracks from the recently released 1970 concert. What's it called? I guess it's actually called Amchitka, the 1970 concert, which is consists of two CDs. And one CD is all Joni, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, it's all Joni. 11 cuts of Joni, You Heard My Old Man. The other CD is split between James Taylor and Phil Oakes. So you heard from Phil Oakes. Phil Oakes might not be a name familiar to some of you. He was a protest singer, or as he actually preferred to be called, a topical singer, who died in 1976. At the age of 36, died quite young. And what can we say about him? He was born in Texas, went on to quite an astounding career. He was a part of that whole Greenwich Village folk music scene, but led a troubled life marked by mental illness, alcohol abuse, and the likes. And, well, you know what? I have to direct you over to Wikipedia. Wikipedia, not always the best source for folks, especially folk singers, but I must say there's someone, I might be someone plural, has done a really bang-up job of documenting Phil Oakes' life. That's O-C-H-S, by the way. So if you want to learn more about him, and I encourage you to do so, do please skip over there, find his music. 10 tracks of his on this wonderful Amchitka concert album. And the song that you heard was, I believe, Chords of Fame. So if you're just tuning in and wondering, where's Gary? Well, Gary's enjoying the holidays, so I, Val, am filling in for him. To repay past favors, and just because I'm just feeling the holiday cheer. So I hope that you folks are enjoying some time off and a relatively peaceful and stress-free holiday. I can't complain myself. I had a little bit of time with family, and just a good amount of time, and we'll probably all get together sometime, hopefully closer to New Year, but it was good. So I did a lot of sitting around doing nothing the last couple of days, and I'm sure a lot of you have too, which is healthy for a lot of us. We really need to just decompress. So what did I do a couple mornings ago but wake up as I would and fire up my computer as I would? Started reading through what's happened. A lot of tragedy, a lot of strange stuff happening around this Christmas. We had another fire in the area of Main and Kingsway. I believe there was a murder out in Chilliwack. And then there was this, have I got it called up? Where can I find it? Yes, this little thing from the New York Times. Well, I'm reading the New York Times version. I think I first learned about it through my favorite news aggregator, which actually is Twitter. And in any case, I don't know if how many of you recall the Flying Finn. He was and possibly still remains Finland's greatest ski jumper and possibly one of the really the greatest in that sport ever. He cleaned up with on the medal count at both the Sarajevo and Calgary Olympics, but he has led a checkered life, shall we say, since then. So he's in the news. Yet again, apparently he is tabloid fodder in his home country of Finland. And I think I can pronounce his name. Gary will be so impressed. I believe it's pronounced Matti Nuganen, something like that. In any case, according to the New York Times, he is under investigation for alleged aggravated assault and issuing threats in a Christmas Day knife attack on his wife. The suspect has denied the act but cannot exactly explain how the victim's wounds occurred. And as they so aptly summarize in following paragraphs, since the end of his competitive days in the early 90s, Nuganen has become notorious at home and abroad for his turbulent relationships, bar brawls, career ventures into the entertainment business, including a stint in a strip club. That's a very kind way of saying he was, yes, he was a male stripper for a while. Although I believe somewhere I read he pointed out he never stripped, quote-unquote, naked. So I guess we didn't get full frontal nudity. But in any case, the really sad and not-so-funny part about his life are the frequent charges for assault. There was a 26-month jail sentence for aggravated assault following a stabbing incident, and I believe it was a family friend in a cottage in Nokia. He also did some jail time for assaulting this current wife previously, I believe 18 months or something like that. I don't remember the exact time. So very sad. So anyway, he's in the news, and as it turns out, he had, and I think continues really to have, a successful pop career in Finland, and also and to some extent Germany, Poland. I can't remember what other countries, which I found sort of interesting. So if I can find it, let's see. Close that one. There we go. Did a little digging around on YouTube and found this little track, which comes from his, I believe, 2006 album. I don't know how to pronounce this one, so I won't even try. Something like Eka Oten, Eka N, and supposedly it roughly translates into I may have had that drink or I may not have. That's supposed to be sort of the gist of the translation. In any case, here is Matti Nuganen.
Kun reissusta taas kotiin palataan. Vielä ehti, mitä tää on todellista. Kun pitkä hyppy tuntemattomaan. Tiedän, että siellä mua odottaa. Kamerat salamoineen. Kohtainen kivaa, oli siellä kivaa. Hei Matti, otitko sä simaa? Eikä otin, eikä en. Mitä väliä sen, kunhan vain siivekkää kantaa. Kohti päivää parempaa, ne mua kuljettaa. Ja rauhan taas mieleeni antaa. Eikä osin, eikä en, mitä väliä sen, kunhan vain siivekkää kantaa. Älä minua soimaa, vaan antaisi voimaa matkalla huomiseen. Käy rentaa taas vartija ahnehtiraan, kun kaasupojat painan putsilain. On tuolla jossain uusi maailmani, se pimeydessä mua odottaa. Tiedän, jälleen se alkaa, kuulua kysymysten. Kohtainen tivaa, olis siellä kivaa, hei Matti, otitko sä simaa? Eikä osin, eikä en, mitä väliä sen, kunhan vain siirekkaa kantaa. Onkin päivää parempaa, ne mua kuljettaa, ja rauhaa taas mieleeni antaa. Eikä osin, eikä en, mitä väliä sen, kunhan vain siirekkaa kantaa. Älä minua soimaa, vaan antaisi voimaa matkalla huomiseen. Siivet nää kantaa, kohti päivää parempaa, ne mua kuljettaa, ja rauhaa taas mieleeni antaa. Ehkä osin, ehkä en, mitä väliä sen, kunhan vain siivet nää kantaa. Älä minua soimaa, vaan antaisit voimaa, matkalla huomiseen.
having fun and winning cool prizes? Then you gotta check out the Sustainability Television 2009 Youth Media Contest.
Sustainability Television and the Sierra Club of BC want your creative, fun, and inspiring poems and essays with pictures or videos describing what you're doing to make your community more sustainable.
There are tons of totally rad prizes to be won. In addition to cash prizes, sponsor prizes include a $10,000 25-day river excursion, a recycled PC laptop, passes to Y Yoga and Sempre Viva Yoga, organic grocery delivery from Spud, as well as visits for you and a friend to Whistler's Zip Trek Eco Tours, and much, much more.
The contest runs until January 9th, 2010, but the sooner you enter, the more likely you are to win. Check out sustainabilitytelevision.com for full details. And tell us what you're doing.
Why, sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back. This is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live this evening and all through the holidays. Hope everybody is having a nice, relaxing time out there. By the way, if you do want to call in, if you've got questions or just want to chat, say hi, whatever, 604-822-2487 is the number here. And this show is going to be on podcast, I guess, after the show. So if you need to leave partway through, that's okay. You can come back and listen to it later. And just to remind you again, I'm Val. I do Folk Oasis on Wednesday evenings, 8 to 10 p.m. I will be doing a show, but not a best of anything like that. I don't have any lists compiled. I'm really probably leaning towards playing really new releases, roots-based releases, of course, and stuff by artists who have albums coming out in 2010. So I guess what I'm trying to do is look forward rather than looking back. Not that there's anything wrong with looking back on the year that was. And a lot of people are doing that, of course. And even looking back at the decade. So in that spirit, and a little bit later on in the show, I'm looking back at certainly one of my favorite movie soundtracks of the 2000s, or whatever the heck we're calling this decade. Which is Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And talking a little bit about that. But again, you just heard from Matti Nykänen. More legal problems in Finland, shall we say. But hopefully will be remembered not for being an alcoholic wife beater, which he does appear to be, sadly, but the Flying Finn, who was one of the finest ski jumpers in history. I guess there might be now some question as to whether he'll be allowed into the country, our country, to watch ski jumping. You think? And that actually was the angle that I first saw posted on Twitter. Twitter, kind of an interesting place that way. Okay, so we're going to switch gears here now. I understand during the last show, a tune from this very same album was played, but by request from Gary and really myself as well. Yes, Gary had asked me to play some Vic Chestnut, and I'm sure all of you have heard by now of his tragic passing on a Christmas Day. So we don't need to go into any details about that. But, you know, it was kind of hard. I thought, well, you know, what should I play? Just a selection of his stuff? Should I play his newer stuff? What should I do? And what just kind of felt right to me is playing a couple of tracks from my very, very, very favorite Vic Chestnut album. Which happens to be The Salesman and Bernadette. I believe the first track was played from that. I'm going to play a couple of other tracks. And, I did have the opportunity to see Vic Chestnut once in concert here. That was, I'm not sure how many years ago. at Richards on Richards, I believe it was. And I was very sad to have missed his most recent show at the Red Room, which was just over a month ago. At that time, I was doing a lot more writing for Discorder, and I believe there was some chance of me getting to sit down with Vic and talk before his show. Of course, that never materialized, as is often the case with these things. But in the meantime, I did listen. I took a crash course, basically, in Vic Chestnut. Listened to everything he had released up to that point. And several times, I just really fell in love with his music after that intense exposure to it. And this one just jumped out head and shoulders over all the rest. So I've always really enjoyed this album. And I did read that... Kristen Hirsch, of course, a very close friend and associate, has been tweeting about Vic the last few days. And I believe just even before Christmas, she let it be known that this is her, Chris has long been her Christmas listening. You know, the rest of us are listening to carols or whatever. This is the album that takes her through the holidays. And I hope it will continue to do so. I'm guessing that a lot of us might have a hard time listening to this, depending what sort of relationship you had with Vic Chestnut's music and this album in particular. But I will share a couple of my favorite tracks from it. So from The Salesman and Bernadette, here is Replenished.
Browsing for a bit of titillation.
That's what he'll do. That's what she'll do.
Morning is warming on your mouth. Last days of direct sunlight for this part of the house. Summer dies on. Something was a release with autumn's first calls. Not just seems immaculate until it is consumed or distressed. See her with a kitchen soap, she knows.
that fly. Couple of seconds can be a long time. If and it's right. Dogs are barking, birds are chirping, the only thing better if I'm I was squirting, but there's no one here to love on me today. For the maidens on holiday, for the maidens. I'm a sorry, sorry knight in a horrible castle, hoping to avoid certain societal hassles. And I know what they say, but I ain't made a claim for the me. Yeah, the maidens on holiday. Ain't nothing but chivalrous. Ain't never been nothing nasty between us. She knows where she stands. On the heart of a broken man, she's gonna be bad no matter what. So I might as well go on ahead and act like a buddy any old way. Yeah, I'm still gonna pay for the man. Yeah, the maidens on holiday.
Marriage on the skids, and the folks ain't doing well. We're holding on. Seem like maybe half the people we know got the same sad story to tell. Holding on. Holding on. Oh, but you and me, baby, we don't have to die. Saturday night, we're holding on. doctor. He said, you should be dead. I said, I was, doc, but now I'm back. I'm holding on. Yes, I am. Well, the doctor looked right through me, shook his little head and said, what do you know about that? It's like you're holding on. See Jennifer. I hear she's living back at home. Holding on. Holding on. Maybe drop by and fill out an application on my way. But when I got there, the whole store was gone. But we're holding on. Yes, we are.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
You have wandered into the folk oasis. Welcome to it.
Stop the world and let me on.
You are indeed listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I've been trying to keep my mouth shut, baby. I've been trying to change my dark ways, maybe.
Yes, 8 to 10 p.m. every Wednesday night. It's me, Val, hosting 2 hours of eclectic roots music.
I went downstairs to hear the sound. Broken, lean, and singing song and
I. Folk Oasis.
This boy and girl, coming home from school, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
The Pendulum Restaurant, your source for fresh dishes made in-house. The Pendulum boasts a large selection of vegan dishes, a comfortable atmosphere, and tasty breakfasts. On sunny days, you can also enjoy the licensed patio. Conveniently located next to the pit, the Pendulum is open 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, as long as I'm so bad, my time's a
bird. I've always thought that was rather brilliant of them to name that place the Pendulum, the Pit and the Pendulum. That's awesome. Anyway, I don't know if they're open this week. Pretty limited hours here on campus, but you know, once you're back at school, you're looking for some healthy food. There you go, an AMS-owned business. And before that, you heard a couple, of course, of show promos and... That's one of my resolutions for the new year, being the host of Folk Oasis, is to get a different promo on there. Not that this one's that bad. It's a good attempt to sort of encapsulate what I do, I guess, because it really is two eclectic hours of roots music. The best way to figure out what I do play is to listen, and I will be on the air this Wednesday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. And, of course, the jazz show will be on The jazz show will be on at 9 p.m. this evening as per usual. And I'm sure he's got all sorts of treats cooked up for your listening pleasure. So now you just heard a couple of Vic Chestnut songs followed by Chuck Prophet. That Chuck Prophet song I thought was a fairly good companion piece, at least in my mind, to those two Vic Chestnut songs. The Chuck Prophet's tune called You and Me Baby Holding On, sort of a downer, but there's some hope in there somewhere. It's an interesting song. It's a very interesting album, Let Freedom Ring, just been released on Yep Rock Records. And that was a show I did get to see less than a month ago. It wasn't that long ago that Chuck was here in Vancouver. And I will say, hands down, one of the best shows I saw at the Railway Club all year. I was kind of disappointed that there weren't more people there, but more people, especially say under the age of 35, because it was really the green on red crowd, the people that have been following Chuck for years and years. And that's great that they made it out on a Wednesday evening. But anyway, I'm take it from me. Next time Chuck Prophet's in town, please go see him. He's wonderful. And you can actually see a YouTube version of the song that I just played live at KEXP. And worth watching because just to see Chuck's facial expression, he really pours himself into that song. And the two cuts that you heard from The Salesman and Bernadette were, of course, Replenished and Maiden, my favorite Vic Chestnut album. So to all you who are in pain and suffering, R.I.P. Vic. He will be much missed. And one more thing I will say about that album is that the backing band was Lamb Chop, and so that was my first introduction to Lamb Chop, and since then I've become a big Lamb Chop fan, so I guess I have Vic Chestnut to thank for that. So I thought next up I will play you something from their last album, OH in brackets Ohio. And that's another band that I had the opportunity to see this year, actually at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco, which is hands down one of my favorite venues on the West Coast. So it was an amazing show. Saw them there in June. So here they are with I Believe in You.
I don't believe in superstars, organic food, or foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old. That right is right and left is wrong, and north and south can't get along. And east is east and west is west, and being first is always best, but I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in you. I don't believe that heaven waits for those that only congregate. Like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. I'm an ordinary man who sometimes wonders who I am. But I believe in love. I believe in you, say. I believe in magic. Well, I know with all my certainty what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. And I believe in you. Well, I don't believe virginity is common as it used to be. Working days and sleeping nights. That black is black and white is white. That Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood. And gasoline's in short supply. The rising cost of getting by. I believe in love. I believe in old boys. I believe in children. And I believe in you.
We walked along the beach, and she talked me out of staying here with you. We left the coast and sailed to the islands of Ha-ha-ha. There was a storm in my heart. Love I can't deny was falling apart, falling apart. And love I can't deny was falling apart. Falling apart.
the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Well, I thought that might be a good lead-in since we've got some full-on bluegrass and old-timey music. There was a little bit of controversy among bluegrassers, which, whether or not this is actually a bluegrass album, but to you and me, a general public, we consider this one of the biggest bluegrass albums, if you want to call it that, of the decade, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? But before I get to that, let me just tell you what you just heard. And, of course, well, we heard that last track was the title track from Cameron Latimer's Fallen Apart. There's another guy who's been having a little bit of a rough year. I don't want to dwell on it, but again, I don't want to sugarcoat the fact that when he, any of you who are at the Biltmore, during Kent McAllister's show not too long ago, may have seen Cameron Latimer, who's a fine singer-songwriter. Sadly, his set was cut short by a heckler who really, I guess, pushed Cameron's buttons enough that Cameron just had to jump off and deal with him in his own way, and so on and so on. In any case, it was very unfortunate. But I will say that Cameron's had lots of time to deal with that, I'm sure. He probably regrets his actions very much. And he will be playing at the Wise Hall New Year's Eve. That's really why I wanted to play a track, so that you'll know that he is going to be playing there live as the opening act for a three-band night. It's going to be quite a show at the Wise Hall this year, 1882 Adnack. The headliner will be Cousin Harley, doing their roots rockabilly stuff. And in the middle will be the Nervous Fellas. It's sort of a, I don't know if you could call it a reunion tour, but it's a fine band that includes Butch Murphy. And they did a show a few months back at the Rickshaw Theater. It went really well, so they're going to be back rocking the joint New Year's Eve. That's Cameron Latimer, the Nervous Fellas, and Cousin Harley, I believe in that order, roughly. New Year's Eve at the Wise Hall. Tickets are still available, I believe. You can go down to the lounge in the Wise Hall and buy them. Also, Red Cat and High Life. And before that, you heard Lamb Chop with I Believe in You, which is the last track from Ohio, and it is a cover tune. Some of you might have recognized that. It's actually written originally by a Roger Cook, and it was a hit by, I'm pretty sure it was a, I'm looking it up on Wikipedia, I see Mel Tillis and Don Williams. I think they may have both covered that song. I think the version I'm thinking of that was really quite big was the Mel Tillis one in 78, but apparently there was a song by that name in 1980, done by Don Williams, so probably the same one. In any case, you are listening to Radio Free GAC, and we only have half an hour left, so I better get right into this this soundtrack, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And why don't we start with the John Hartford version of the song that most people remember the most, probably from the movie, I Am a Man of Constant Sorrow. Thank you. And that was, of course, I'll Fly Away, as performed by Alison Krauss and Gillian Welch, both of whom were in the public eye at the time when this soundtrack came out, which was the year 2000. Alison Krauss really more considered more of a bluegrass star, and she was definitely a star in that field. Had just started to cross over into whatever it is that she does. I guess she's actually fairly mainstream and a big star now, and especially after doing that album with her last album, of course. What else was I going to say about Gillian Welch? Still waiting on a new album from her, although her musical partner Dave Rawlings has one coming out. I'll Fly Away, a little interesting controversy about this song. You might remember, if you've seen the movie enough times, that there was a much older version of that song included in the actual movie itself. And it was performed, I can't even remember if it was in the credits or not, but it was performed by the Kossoy Sisters with Eric Darling. It was recorded in 1956. And here's a little interesting bit of trivia that you may not have read anywhere else, but this is kind of a funny story. I know a bunch of musicians in Texas and have spent some time there over the decade. And in my travels, I met one of the Kossoy Sisters' sons who lives in Austin. At the time, I believe he was in another friend's band or some such thing. And it wasn't that long after the movie had come out. And he said his mom and his aunt, the Kossoy Sisters, were sitting there in the theater. I guess they had heard through the grapevine that their song was in there, and they were quite shocked to realize that was them singing. And they had no royalties, no communications, no nothing from Mr. T-Bone Burnett or the Coen Brothers or anyone. But, that's the way it works sometimes, doesn't it? In any case, before that, you heard from John Hartford, and he died in June 2001, so not that long after the soundtrack came out. And he was just amazing. Best known for writing "You Gentle on My Mind," which was that big Glen Campbell hit back in what, 60s or 70s, and just a really astounding bluegrass composer and musician. Who's adept, equally adept on fiddle and banjo. Of course, you heard him there on fiddle with his version of "I Am a Man of Constant Sorrow." Actually, there are 1, 2, 3 versions of that song on the soundtrack album. And, of course, an important theme, an important song in the movie. What a fantastic movie. And did you know that the Coen Brothers actually are longtime fans of roots music? So I know when they put this album out, or put the movie out, there was a lot of sort of head-scratching. So what are they doing? It's very musical, very... you know, Depression era. Not the Depression era part wasn't a big surprise, I'm sure, to movie fans, but the importance of the music possibly was, and the fact that it was just done so well and so seamless. And well, yes, it does turn out that back when they were students in Boston, they used to listen to a bluegrass show, the name of which escapes me now, that was broadcast on one of the local stations, possibly the Harvard College station. So there you go, good old college radio and the Coen Brothers. Interesting tie-in. So let's listen to something else from this album. I think what I should play... Oh, yes, I should play something that was actually performed by the Soggy Bottom Boys, as they were known in the movie. We'll do "In the Jailhouse" now.
I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob. He used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy around. I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They've got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him once or twice to stop playing cards and a shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now.
Adio,
Bob liked to play his poker, peanut, whist, and yoker, but shooting dice was his favorite game. Well, he got thrown in jail with nobody to go his bail. The judge done said that he refused the fine. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him once or twice to stop playing cards and a shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Met a girl named Susie. I said I was the swellest guy around. Well, we started to spending my money, and she started to calling me honey. We took in every cabaret in town. We're in the jailhouse now. We're in the jailhouse now. Well, I told that judge right to his face, I don't like to see this place. We're in the jailhouse now.
Sun went down and the jungle fire was burning. Down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night. Where the boxcars all are empty and the sun shines every day on the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees. The lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, all the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey, too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the the big rock candy mountains. The jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work in the big rock candy mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the big rock candy mountains.
So that's Big Rock Candy Mountain as performed by Harry McClintock. And that was one of the few tracks on that soundtrack, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That was an actual vintage track, a 1928 single, Big Rock Candy Mountain. Most of the tracks on this album are contemporary recordings. And speaking of reception of the soundtrack, it was a huge bestseller. As of October 2007, it was certified 8 times platinum with sales of 7.5 million copies, and that's in the U.S. alone. It won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year, amazingly enough, in 2002. Grammy for Best Country Collaboration with Vocals for singer Dan Tominski, who, of course, overdubbed all of George Clooney's singing all throughout that movie, most notably on Man of Constant Sorrow. What else did they get? They got a Grammy for Best Male Country Vocal Performance for Oh Death by Ralph Stanley. So this album did a lot for all those folks' careers, and especially Mr. Ralph Stanley, who I believe is still with us. So he's really getting on there. Now, some of the artists that were on the soundtrack did a big show at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, which was recorded for the documentary film Down from the Mountain, which I have yet to see, but I understand well we're seeing. CMT ranked this album number 38 on their 40 greatest albums in country music. So there you go. So what was the other track that we played before? Oh, of course, we played the Soggy Bottom Boys. excuse me, doing, I'm in the jailhouse now, and that's featuring Tim Blake Nelson, who of course was, in the movie, played Delmar. Turns out he has quite a lovely singing voice. So that's him doing the lead vocals. No one's dubbing for him. And I already told you a bit about Dan Tominski, of course. Who else were included in that batch? The Soggy Bottom Boys was basically consisted of the musicians who were on this soundtrack, and they did the backing and all the dubbing and whatnot. You know what we should play, because we're getting close to the end of the show here, is the really wonderful, amazing track by Ralph Stanley, which, of course, is Oh Death. So that's what we're going to check out now. And you are listening to Radio Free GAC. And my name is Val. Hope you've been enjoying the show. I've done my best to fill Gary's shoes. He'll be back, I believe, next week. Same old time, same old chair here. Coming up at 9 p.m., of course, will be Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show.
Oh, death. Oh, death. Won't you spare me over till another year? Well, what is this that I can't see with ice cold hands taking hold of me? Well, I am death, none can excel. I'll open the door to heaven or hell. Oh, death, someone would pray, could you wait to call me another day? The children prayed, the preacher preached, time and mercy is out of your reach. I'll fix your feet till you can't walk. I'll lock your jaw till you can't talk. I'll close your eyes so you can't see this very hour. Come and go with me. Death, I come to take the soul. Leave the body and leave it cold. To drop the flesh off of the frame, the earth and worm both have a claim. Oh, death. Oh, death. Won't you spare me over till another year? My mother came to my bed, placed a cold towel upon my head. My head is warm, my feet are cold. Death is moving upon my soul. Oh, death, how you treating me? You close my eyes so I can't see. Well, you're hurting my body. You make me cold. You run my life right out of my soul. Oh, death, please consider my age. Please don't take me at this stage. My wealth is all at your command, if you will move your icy hands. Oh, the young, the rich or poor, all like me, you know. No wealth, no land, no silver, no gold. Nothing satisfies me but your soul. Oh, death. Oh, death. Won't you spare me over till another year? Won't you spare me over till another year? Won't you spare me over till another year?
In constant sorrow all through his days, I am a man of constant sorrow. Trouble all my
you never will see no. Promise that is given. I'll meet you home.